Good morning and happy Sunday after Christmas. I hope everyone is staying warm, and I'm just really quite excited to be able to say almost happy 2021, which means the end, the closure of 2020. Now, I've seen a lot of great things, and I know others have. But it's definitely been a year for the record books, and not necessarily in the best ways. So I was looking at our scripture for this morning from the Old Testament. You know, times were not easy then, but the psalmist tells us, praise God, everything, the sea creatures, the young, the old folk, praise God. So 2020, praise God. We had some sadness. We had people, young and not so young, who wanted to celebrate their birthdays and couldn't do it maybe the way they wanted, but people were creative. There was chalk on the sidewalk. There were videos with great messages. There were the wonderful drive-through parades. So even in the midst of sadness and separation, on birthdays, people found a way. Praise God. Loneliness. That was another tough part of the experience of 2020. As a teacher, I think about my students, some of which were home with no other kids. Even in my own home, where Sophie was the only student in the house, students separated from their friends, from their teachers. Families separated at holidays and other important times. Loneliness. But people and corporations and folks just got creative. And with some Wi-Fi here and some social distancing there, people made it through and were able to connect. Praise God for that. And of course, the sickness of COVID-19. Not a lot that I can say to make any of us feel better about a scary disease, except praise God for the men and women in the hospitals and the doctor's offices, in the businesses that have been able to remain open with safety, for the medical researchers, for everyone trying to defeat this disease. So, tough year for sure. But we must continue to remember that God is looking out for us, and we want to praise Him, whether it's dancing, whether it's singing, whether it's just a quiet thank you with a big smile in our hearts. Always praising God, the sea creatures, the young and the old. It's not always easy, but we've proven in 2020 that it's possible. I think about praise, and I think about what to do as this new year starts. We've shown, and many have shown, remarkable ways to be God's people in the midst of some really hard times, but the challenge would be to even go further in 2021. Praise God with our actions to help all those we meet, to show them with kindness God's example, God's message, to praise God with the love, even for people who think differently from us or look differently or act differently. Praise God through that. We can praise Him in our efforts to be the best Christians, to show that we trust Him no matter how bad times can seem. After all, praise God, He is our Creator. And even in the darkness of His night sky, we can see the stars. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for today. Thank you for 2020, for the lessons we've learned, for the joys that we have been able to celebrate. And we pray for this new year to put even more effort in loving and praising you in our words, in our song, in our dance, and in our actions. Amen.